I'll never forget the day I learned that the old saying, "Trust but verify," had quietly died. I was sitting in a coffee shop, working on my laptop, feeling like a responsible small business owner. I had hired a new virtual assistant a few weeks prior, someone with a glowing CV, polite emails, and seemingly impeccable references. I gave them access to some of our scheduling software, client lists, and a couple of shared cloud folders that, in my mind, contained nothing sensitive. It wasn't the finance dashboard. It wasn't employee payroll. It was just stuff like newsletter drafts, vendor contacts, and project timelines. One random afternoon, a client emailed me about a weird invoice they had received. An invoice I hadn't sent. Attached to it was my logo, my email signature, and a set of payment instructions to a completely unfamiliar bank account. Panic set in, like a cold wave. Turns out, my eager assistant had made a copy of our client list, sent fake invoices to two of them, and then quietly disappeared into thin air. The email address they used looked eerily similar to mine, just a hyphen added in the middle. I was humiliated, furious, and in disbelief. That's when it hit me. I had trusted them. I had verified them. I had even run a background check. And yet, it wasn't enough. The problem wasn't my failure to verify. The problem was that I trusted in the first place. As entrepreneurs, especially those of us without a tech background, we've been conditioned to believe that trust is foundational to doing good business. That trust creates strong partnerships, fuels growth, and builds company culture. And while that's still true on a human level, the digital age has rewritten the rules. The moment you move any part of your business online, from emails to invoicing to cloud storage, trust becomes not a strength, but a vulnerability. Over the years, I've learned to adopt a different philosophy, zero trust. It's not as cynical as it sounds. Zero trust doesn't mean you suspect everyone of being a thief or a saboteur. It means you design systems and workflows where trust is irrelevant, where no one, not even you, has unchecked permanent access to everything, where every action is limited by necessity, logged by default, and questioned as a habit. I remember when I first rolled this out in my small business, my team looked at me like I'd lost my mind. "You don't trust us?" one person asked. "It's not about trust," I told them. "It's about resilience." I explained that if tomorrow someone's laptop got stolen, or someone's email got hacked, or a freelancer we hired turned out to be not who they claimed, it wouldn't matter. The systems would limit the damage, isolate the risk, and contain the fallout. At first, it felt like a hassle. I'll be honest, implementing zero trust as a non-tech founder felt like trying to learn a foreign language while skydiving.